This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats should be ashamed of themselves. That's what I said last part of the earlier in the broadcast. I'll say it again. I say it practically every show. I don't understand how you could possibly want to be a Democrat. The only way you could want to be a Democrat, a.k.a. progressive, whatever you call yourselves, you vile vermin, is just beyond me. What could you possibly see in your party that you like? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. We deal with reality here, people. So if you don't like it, you know, go put your skirt on and get out of here and scuttle. Get going. But you better bring on some big boy pants here and wear your cup and your mouthpiece if you're a leftist, because I'm about to punch you right in your face. Oh, I know a lot of people don't like when I use fight references, but so what? Go to another show. Go somewhere where they talk about, oh, you know, in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Founding Fathers. Good. Go out. Do all that. It's on deaf ears. It's not helping anybody understand it. You know what helps people understand it? When you say, I'm going to fight back. Hey, bully, you want to fight? I'll give you a fight. You know what bullies do when you stand up and fight? They leave you alone. They go find somebody else to pick on. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You crazy behind leftists. I'd like to use the other word. I could. The FCC allows it, but I won't, because I got PG-13 on the show. But I'll tell you this. You crazy fools. You butt clowns. Here's the stuff that you do. Here's a headline to let you know that liberals are lurking all around you. They're like a spider. There's always one within 6 feet of you. Woman arrested after twerking, flashing passengers at the jetway in New Jersey's airport, probably in Newark. You know that's a leftist, right? No conservative woman is going to twerk and flash passengers at. I'm giving you just a headline. There's nothing here, nothing in particular. It'll get better. It'll get better. By the way, if you want to chime in, 844-551-8255. You know, so we got all these 18 now people that want to be president of, in the Democratic Party. One undeclared, which is creepy Joe Biden. And I've talked ad nauseum about this again, another butt clown of the left. The California voters have Biden as their top guy. He's leading in California. That should tell you how sick they are. The state that gave us Harvey Weinstein and the casting couch. By the way, where is Harvey? Is he in prison? Why is Cosby in prison and Harvey Weinstein still walking free? I'm just curious. Oh, was it the fact that Cosby supposedly gave women Quaalude? It still bothers me. You know what Cosby said in his deposition? He said, did you give women Quaalude? He said, yeah. He was saying, I had Quaalude. They asked for Quaalude. I gave them Quaalude. He didn't say, I gave them Quaalude in order to have sex with them. That is the reason why that man is in prison, is one lack of clarity in a statement. That's it. Meanwhile, back at the leftist ranch, you know, where the unicorns are grown, Harvey Weinstein, who admits that he has sexually harassed women, that he has used his power and influence for over women, which, by the way, is a definition of effectively of rape. And he has nothing. He's walking around free. Oh, and so are many other of his cohorts. He ain't the only one in Hollywood that was doing this. You know this. God, Kevin Jackson ain't telling you anything you don't already know. About these women. These women that were paying to get their girls into college. By the way, I don't care if they were doing it. I think it's a waste of time. Go ahead and pay to get your kid in school. My kid, I'm fortunate they're smart enough to get into colleges of their choice, and daddy didn't have to pay anything to do it. But let me tell you, if they ended up at state school, so be it. If they ended up not going to college at all, well, you know, so be it. I think I can find them a good one, but and won't need to. But I'm just saying, if that's the road they choose, so be it. I'm not paying a bunch of money. To me, that's leftist trying to make it seem like, you know, ooh, getting into USC, we paid $500,000. You know, that's cocktail talk. How many kids didn't pay any money to get into USC? Please. Anyway, California voters have accepted Biden's creepiness. Biden is number one in California. Let me tell you what that story is. That story isn't about Biden being number one in California. That story is a hope of the Biden campaign that they can radiate that story out to the masses, that people go, oh, look, it's just creepy Joe Biden. I mean, it's no big deal. You know, what's the big deal about Joe? Well, what's the big deal? California says he's okay. Yeah, the land of fruits, nuts, and fairies that has Gavin Newsom for president, a man, or for governor, rather, who says, I'm not going to protect you. It's going to be a sanctuary state. I'm going to thwart the federal government. I'm going to stop the building of a wall. I don't care how many of you get killed. I don't care what tax base, anything you want to do. Nothing's going to change because this is the way I am. This is what I feel. Do you think all the Californians are represented there? Or do you think Sacramento is driving it? Because I think Sacramento's driving it. Even Governor Moonbeam Brown leaving said exactly what Barack Obama said recently, which is, you know what? We've gone too far left. We are too dogmatic. We need to wake up because we are going to lose ourselves. We're going to lose too many people. You think it's coincidental, folks, that Donald Trump is president, and suddenly Moonbeam Brown, the former governor of California, who admitted, you know what, maybe Donald Trump was right on our forest when the forest fires were raging in California. Maybe we do need to take a look at how we're not deforesting, you know, the deforestation of these trees and how we're creating the very fires that we want to fight. Maybe we need to take a look at it. Maybe we need to look at controlled burns. Maybe we need to reevaluate our leftist policies that protect some stinking bug. Interesting, isn't it? But guess what? Gavin Newsom, the man who wants to be president, Nancy Pelosi's nephew, he doesn't believe it. He's right up there. He lives in the bubble of ignorance and doesn't even realize it. But California wants creepy Joe Biden as its president. And the real story there is how the left is trying, how Biden's campaign is trying to use the media to sell the idea that his creepiness is okay. So I ask you a very simple question. I've asked this question on the show before. I've asked liberals when I talk to them. Hey, listen, just out of curiosity, would you let Biden stay at your home with your wife and or daughter, 16-year-old daughter, unfettered, give him complete access? Would you trust Joe Biden in that manner? Would you trust him with your 8-year-old daughter to get babysitted by Uncle Joey? Because I don't know anybody who would, except the Hollywood crowd, the very people who will allow a Weinstein to stay free, who will accuse Michael Jackson of being a pedophile, yet want their kids to be spending time with him. That's the crowd. See, because as much as I respect Michael Jackson's music, he could never have babysat a Jackson boy. Just saying. Got a lot to talk about. We'll be back. Let's keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Super freaks, they're super freaky now. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm talking about Democrats. Hey, don't misunderstand me, conservatives. You're not fooling me. You're freaky, too. But the problem, not the problem, the good news for your freak is you own it. You own it. You know, look, I don't know what your thing is. I don't know what your thing is in business. I don't know what your thing is in your bedrooms. But you're a freak. You're a human. Something about you is freaky. Maybe me, I'm a freaky, sarcastic son of a gun. It doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what the circumstances are. For the most part, I mean, I can certainly conduct myself with decorum. But I'm saying, for the most part, if I'm at your party and somebody walks in with big feet, unless you warn me, I'm probably going to talk about them. I'm just saying. You come in with feet the size of a clown, I'm going to go, holy cow, dude. What? How in the heck do you get those feet on that little body? I mean, I'm going to say something. That's just me. Now, see, for some people, that's freaky. Other people would go, I would never say, Kevin, I would never say anything about a person's physical abnormality, blah, 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 whatever. I see it as funny. I see it as endearing. It's not like I'm not going to notice your big old clown feet. It's not like people, it's like if you had a big nose. I'm talking about a, you remember that Frasier episode where the parents had the big noses? And Roz was worried about the kid, you know, the baby she was going to have from the boy that was the parents of this, that was the father of her child. And everybody's avoiding talking about that. I would have immediately said, holy cow, my goodness, folks, those are the biggest noses I've ever seen. And I'm not, I wouldn't do it maliciously. I would understand what's going on. For example, one of my friends, she's got glaucoma, acquaintance. One of my good friends' wife has glaucoma, and her eyes are bloodshot red. First time I'd ever met her. And I had some eye drops in my pocket because when I'm tired, my eyes get bloodshot red. And I happened to be tired that day, so I saw her, and I was going to hand those over to her. But then I saw her another day, and they were cleared up. I went, oh, well, she's rested. And then I saw her the next night, later on that evening, and she was, again, eyes bloodshot red. And just as I was about to, like, kind of reach in and say, hey, look, this might help you, somebody said, she's got glaucoma. And I went, oh. And she had a bad surgery, botched surgery, yada, yada. So I'm glad I didn't. But if you think I was going to ignore it the entire time, you'd have to be crazy. Her eyes look like freaking Lucifer. I mean, they were bloodshot red. And I was going to say, hey, listen, I'm not sure what's going on with your eyes, but you might want to hear some drops. And she would have probably said, oh, no, Kevin, you know, it would have been no big deal. It's like people wanting to let you walk around with a booger hanging out of your nose. Tell me. I don't want to get home and go, holy crap, was I at the party and everybody, you know, not saying anything. And you know how people will do this. They won't look at your booger. They'll look you directly in your eyes because they're saying in their head, don't look at the booger, don't look at the booger, don't look at the booger. And so you don't even know it because if somebody glances down on your, you know, like on your nose too, they look in your eyes and they glance down at your nose three or four times. Unless you're clueless, you get it. And then you go, oh, I must have a cliffhanger. And you'll rub across your face or something, right? But if you're clueless, you'll walk around with that booger waiting for it to drop into your martini glass. You know? Oh, my goodness. And then if it dropped in your martini glass, there are those that would let you drink it. I know. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Anyway, that's not even what I was going to talk about. I wanted to talk about Democrats being insane, letting you walk around with boogers and drinking them out of your martini glass. That is a Democrat. Yeah, they're crazy. That's why we got this Hollywood education scandal. These two women got sentenced, yet Jussie Smollett remains at large. You want to know how twisted the world has become? The white privilege that was supposed to be exuded to these, you know, exuded by these two women that were paying to get their kids into college, they get arrested and sent to prison. Jussie Smollett, who faked the hate crime, enlisted $130,000 of taxpayer money to figure out that it was a hate crime, all to make his career go better. He still denies it. Every piece of evidence points to him, and he's walking free. Yeah, holy ghost of Bill Cosby, right? Those women are effectively looking at this situation going, wait a minute. We bribe people to get our kids into college. This guy fakes a hate crime, and we're in jail? Yeah, that's your white privilege for you. And unbelievable. Here's another one. Crazy leftism, right? I don't have to convince you of this. This is a true story. Who in the heck marries a brother knowingly? I'm not talking about a half-brother. I'm not talking about a step-brother, but your biological brother. Ileana Omar is the only woman, I think, what is it, National Sibling Day? She can give a shout-out to her husband. That's the craziness of Democrats. They elected a woman who, in her culture, it's okay for her to marry her brother. Not her half-brother, not her step-brother, her biological brother. And you wonder why people wonder, or look at these crazy, have you seen some of the, I'm not trying to be mean either, but have you seen some of the Muslims because of inbreeding? Inbreeding is not good. There's a reason why we have laws against brothers and sisters, you know, having sex, and fathers and daughters, and mothers and sons. You get what I'm saying? Only the most archaic, idiotic, finger quote, religion would allow you to have sex with a sibling or sex with your parents or whatever else. But such is Islam. And that's what the people of Minnesota elected, a woman who married her brother. And it's not enough that this Jew-hating Ileana Omar is a leftist radical hell-bent on destroying America, but she practices incest, and who knows what else? And because leftists have allowed so many of these Somalis to infest, yeah, I use that word, infest Minnesota, that moron now represents them in Congress. Welcome, Minnesota, to the crazy world. Are you kidding me? And the only thing that's going to get her in hot water, believe it or not, that potentially could, I don't know if it will, but she, I mean, but what cracks me up is the fact that she's an incestuous pig isn't going to get her in the hot water. No, incest doesn't rise to the level of ridding Democrats of their scoundrels. But what might be her Achilles heel is her use of campaign funds to, get this, divorce her own brother. So they're not upset that she's married to her brother. No, that's not the problem. The problem is, well, she could have used campaign funds to divorce him. That's your problem? Come on, liberals, wake up. As I've said the entire broadcast today, how could you possibly be a Democrat? How could you possibly be what you call a progressive? Is anything that I've talked about, which, by the way, I have not told you one single, I didn't stretch anything. The stories I'm telling you are the stories of what's happened. I haven't stretched a thing. Women twerking at airports. Look, I have stories of women drowning their babies, killing their babies, the men torturing their women. You name it. All of it has one single thing in common, leftism. It's either leftists doing it or it was inspired by leftism, period. Yeah. Talked earlier about Maxine Waters wanting bankers who have nothing to do with the student loan industry to bail them out now. A problem created by Democrats, they want to solve it with your tax dollars.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump said on Thursday he'd be open to meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un despite abruptly ending the summit 6 weeks ago in Vietnam. Former ambassador to the UN, Bill Richardson, is not a fan of sitting down with the North Koreans once again.
I believe right now a summit with Kim Jong-un would not be a good idea. But I did like what the president said. Maybe smaller deals are possible. I think that's showing flexibility on both sides.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is thanking Vice President Mike Pence for visiting the U.S.-Mexico border. Pence was in Nogales on Thursday, where he got a briefing on border security and met with Border Patrol agents. Governor Ducey also says what's happening at the border is not a partisan issue.
This is an issue of public safety, border security, and national security, and not just for Arizona, but for the entire country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Available on Amazon.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If I put a gun to most students' heads, they couldn't even find Vermont on a map. This state is so little. I'm not saying it's insignificant because I value every state. I value every human being. But the idea that Vermont would want to be the champion of climate change is beyond me. It's absolutely beyond me. They don't have massive industry there. It's not like we're talking about Texas and you're on the ship channel or, you know, down at the oil producing areas where all the refineries are. Nothing like that. It's not some heavy manufacturing area like there was in Detroit at one point and areas of Cleveland. It's a state that pretty much just runs on, you know, I don't know, maple syrup. That's their big, one of their big products, and they say climate change is actually impacting their maple syrup production. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. And I got a tweet from one of my acquaintances, Mike Schellenberger, and he says they hyped Vermont as climate model. It pledged to cut emissions by 50%, invested heavily in wind, solar efficiency, shut down its nuclear plant, increased emissions 2 times more than the U.S. as a whole, needs 474 years to replace their lost nuclear with wind. That's their success story in Vermont. Wow. These climate change morons, they are goons. They are climate goons is what they are. And the idea that they want us to pay for their nonsense is ridiculous. And it gets more and more ridiculous when you look at Ocasio-Cortez and this I'm not dropping the Green New Deal and all these people lined up. The president actually commented about it. And it was funny to hear. This happened last week when he was at a rally. But I'm so happy we have a guy in charge who is unafraid to mock the nonsense of the left, to say, I'm calling BS on it. And here's what he said.
The Green New Deal, done by a young bartender, 29 years old. A young bartender, wonderful young woman. The Green New Deal. You know, but it's crazy. You know, the first time I heard it, I said, that's the craziest thing. You have senators that are professionals, that you guys know, that have been there for a long time, white hair, everything perfect, and they're standing behind her and they're shaking, they're petrified of her. We support the Green New Deal. How about the woman from Hawaii, the senator from Hawaii? Highly nice woman, right? Oh, I'm glad I didn't say it. I'm going to get great points from my wife for not saying that. But she was so angry to men, right? Remember, she was screaming at men. And then they asked her about the Green New Deal. I love it. They said, yeah, but you don't allow airplanes anymore, so you can't get to Hawaii. Oh, we have to work on something. So somebody jokingly said, we'll build a train to Hawaii, and she actually thought it was a decent idea. So now she supports it because she thinks they're going to build a train to Hawaii. But they really believe this stuff. And you know, it's like, it's the craziest thing. They believe it. And we will have to do something. But don't do it too early, please. Don't kill it. Because we want to be able to run against it. If they beat me with the Green New Deal, I deserve to lose. So.
It is the craziest thing. Welcome again, everybody. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. It would be funny if it weren't so serious. So I was talking to a buddy of mine. His name is Dion. He's a comedian, and he's been ostracized because he's a black dude as a comedian, but he came out as a conservative, and so this dude was getting a big – he's opening for the biggest acts on the planet, a brother. I mean, opening for the Chris Rocks of the world and people like that, and now he can't get a gig because they found out he was a conservative. So I said to him, hey, Dion, we'll put together some stuff and try to, you know, get you on TV and do some other things because he's a really cool cat. He sounds like if you know who the comedian is, what's this guy's name? He used to write for Eddie Murphy and Red Fox. You can see his face. Anyway, he got a real grass voice. And I promise you, I say you'll know him. You may know him. But anyway, he's a big-time black comedian. And Dion sounds like this guy. And he has the same demeanor. And long story short, we're talking. I'm telling him, hey, let's put together some shows to see what you're thinking about. And he says to me, he pitches me on. So I'm like, Dion, that's just like you're giving me the news. And whatever he pitched me on, I came back hard. You know, like Joe Biden. You guys may have seen my video, but I was like, you know, talking about. And you certainly heard me talking about it here on my show. But I was like, Joe Biden's a sexual predator. Oh, he may not be molesting women, raping women in the classic sense, but rape is about power. And what Biden does is about power. He does it right in front of the camera. He's worse than a rapist who does it behind the scenes. That guy at least says, he's got to pull you into an alley or pull you into his van. Joe Biden says, no, I don't have to do that. I will rape you right in front. And in fact, if your husband or significant other is there, I'm going to do it even more. That's the type of person he goes, Kev, man, you're ripping out the throat. And I said, what, did you think I was just going to throat punch you? This is serious stuff. I don't know how you guys feel about this. We may joke about it. I come on this show where it's entertaining. We make it fun. But that's just so you stick with it so that you get the message. The real message is underneath all that other stuff. Just happens that, you know, we make it kind of fun. And, you know, it's radio and I'm good looking, so there you go. Or maybe you like the sound of my voice. I don't know. But whatever it is that keeps you here is good. But the message is, these people are out to get you, and they will get you at all costs. We were looking at videos of people that are just going after Trump supporters for having a Trump bumper sticker. There are people who have had their lives threatened. They have been, people have attempted to run them off the road over a Trump sticker. And you think it's a joke. Folks, this is not a joke. This is the real deal. And so these people that want to take away your right to breathe, they are looking at every possible angle that they can to get this. And let me tell you, thank the Lord we elected Donald Trump, because Hillary Clinton would be part of this cabal. She would be leading the way. Her foundation would be garnering billions of dollars to further all this leftist nonsense. We would be exporting the abortion of babies. We would be in more wars. She would be have her hand in selling arms, in selling anything that we could sell. Uranium. Hillary Clinton and that cast of crooks have proven they will do whatever it takes in order to get billions of dollars of money and acquire those funds and power. They don't care. If you don't believe me, I'll play you a clip. This lady's talking about climate change policy is health policy. We're going to try to make it to where you can hear it because it's a little bit, it's kind of low, but I think you'll get it. Climate change policy is health policy.
So pricing pollution, you guys have come out and you've said putting a price on pollution is the best medicine. So why is that?
So the left has been saying that for many years, that a strong, broadly applied price on carbon that ratchets up gradually is the best treatment for
for climate change. And actually, the World Health Organization presented a report here, a special report on climate change and health, that really emphasized that as well. So we know that 7 million people die worldwide every year from air pollution-related deaths. So if we can put a price on that pollution, not only will we be decreasing our greenhouse gas emissions and the health impacts associated with climate change, but we're decreasing air pollution-related deaths and the cost associated with treating air pollution-related illness right now.
I'm not sure if you caught all that, but what she essentially says is we must put a price on pollution. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We have to have a price on pollution because in doing so, we're actually saving the world. We're saving people's lives. And who said it? The World Health Organization said it. By the way, guess who funds that the most? If you guessed the United States, you'd be right. So the World Health Organization says, yeah, this pollution is costing money. 7 million people die from it. Well, okay, I don't know how many people die every year. They say about 145, 185,000, something like that, 1,000 people die a day. So whatever that number is, 7 million of them are dying from air pollution. And, you know, whatever the whole number is for the number of people who die every day, that's the number that dies from air pollution. And so it's obviously related to climate change. So we've got to do something about it. She goes on to say that if we tax this air pollution, we decrease the greenhouse gases. That's the first thing, because people aren't going to like the tax. And she says, but it also will impact the cost associated with your health, specifically pollution-related death. So they're tying death to the air pollution that we breathe to sort of make it where, oh, geez, if it only saves lives, then it's okay. Now, if you're a Muslim and you want to kill 7 million people, no harm, no foul. If you're an illegal coming to America and you want to kill 7 million people, no harm, no foul. If you're young blacks doing drive-bys in cities all over the country and or poor people all over the world, no harm, no foul. But we got to do something about this climate change and this pollution policy because, you know, it's costing people their lives. I tell you, folks, the most dangerous people on the planet are leftists, and they will use any unscrupulous means that they can in order to get their way. They will not relent. I don't care whether we're talking about guns. I don't care whether we're talking about the freedom of speech. Look at every one of these constitutional things that we have where they want to get their way outside of the 14th Amendment, which, of course, is for slaves. They don't want to mess with that. But the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, you go on the Fourth Amendment, that's theirs, not yours.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie Stunt, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I grew up in America before the lawyers took over. If a kid wanted to maim himself, he could maim himself. Remember BB gun fights? Guys, remember that? 6-7 guys in the neighborhood? Keys, they have a good gun. CO2, gas-powered pistol. Things go through concrete. What does my mother get me? A Daisy one pump. Thing wouldn't penetrate Cool Whip. I hit a sparrow in the head once. I didn't even wake the bird up.
It's a different world, baby. It's a different world. Wow. So my aunt, she fell on New Year's and New Year's Eve and cracked her vertebrae, was completely paralyzed, took her from an area, a very remote area of Montana, to Missoula by care flight. Then the next day took her to an acute rehab facility, and it turns out she at least had feeling sensation even though she couldn't move. So we knew she wasn't going to be a quadriplegic, but she's now begun essentially 2+ years of rehab, extensive rehab. She couldn't even raise her arm 6 inches, her left arm 6 inches. Tore her rotator cuff on her left arm. Right arm has issues with her hand. It's all kinds of crazy because she's 76 years old when she fell, taking saddle blankets down her cabin, down the stairs. Anyway, so she's now to the point where she can start to get some mobility. I mean, she's standing up. They got a machine that lifts her out of bed, and she has to stand up. She stands up like 30 seconds at a time. She has to sit up to gain her core, things like this. You'd be shocked at what you have to relearn when your nerves get severed. But she's at least got sensation in every part of her body. To what degree she's going to recover, we don't know, because she's 70-something years old. So anyway, we got her in Alexa. And with Alexa, she can say, Alexa, find me this book and read it to me. Alexa, play this music for me, etc. I see the purpose of Alexa. Alexa can do everything except scratch your butt and rub your bum bum. You know what I'm saying? Alexa's a cool thing if you want things done and all you have is voice control. I couldn't imagine being a quadriplegic or somebody with limited mobility and you want to get things done. Alexa, change my TV. You can set this thing up to do all kinds of stuff. Now, it's got to be sometimes redone and all that, and that's what we do from time to time when I'm over to see her. Long story short, I get it. But I also think that Amazon and Alexa is like Cyberdyne Systems in the film The Terminator. And at some point, the company is going to get so large, you're not going to be able to distinguish it from big government. And Alexa is the perfect way to begin this, where eventually the machines take over for us. A device that listens to every conversation or command. Why not allow Joe Biden to have unfettered access to your wife and children while you're at it? Huh? The Patriot Act sneaked in surveillance on Americans. But when you sign up for Alexa, I've never read the fine print. When is the last time you read the fine print on anything that you clicked yes to with software? On your phone, on your computer, or whatever. If you don't click yes, you don't get it, right? So what have you signed up for? What have you given Alexa permission to do when it's eavesdropping on you? See, essentially, Americans are now inviting the NSA into their homes, all for the sake of convenience. And why do I say the NSA? Because I don't believe there's a real separation between Alexa and Amazon and the MSA. I believe at some point they morph into be one and the same. Jeff Bezos wants a mega-billion-dollar contract with the government, and he's probably going to get it. The Motley Fool reported this. While their job is to help improve, NS Alexa is what they call it, NSA Alexa, which powers the company's line of Echo speakers, the team listens to voice recordings and captures in Echo owners' homes and offices, or I should say recordings captured, which are then transcribed, annotated, fed back into the software in order to try and improve Alexa's understanding of human speech for more successful interactions. In other words, humans are effectively helping to train Amazon's algorithm. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second. You may be thinking, well, Kevin, that makes sense. They've got a base of customers using an item. They catalog those conversations, feed it back, and say, nope, Alexa, you missed this. This intonation was wrong. And it feeds the algorithm that increases its ability to process and says, oh, they're from Tennessee over here, or from Texas over there, or from New York over here, you know, from Boston over here. And it can make these distinctions. They improve the algorithm to the point where it's indistinguishable. Alexa one day will be able to speak better Tennessean or Texan than a Tennessean or a Texan, or New York than a New Yorker, etc. And it's going to understand it all. It's iterative, right? That's what you write. If I'm a coder, if I'm a person doing this stuff, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to create that. But here's my question. Why do you need Alexa users? Why can't you get a group of non-Alexa users and just say, we're going to put you in a room, have a conversation. You guys talk amongst yourselves, have conversations by phone or whatever, and we're going to then feed this back into the algorithm. Why you got to use actual clients? I get the answer. Now, I know. It's simple. They're already out there. It's easy to get to gather their information. I get it. It's simple. But do you want your conversations listened to? They say in the marketing materials, Alexa lives in the cloud and is always getting smarter. But like many software tools built to learn from experience, humans are doing some of the teaching. The listening team is comprised of part-time contractors, full-time Amazon employees based all over the world, including India, Romania, Boston, and Costa Rica. Yeah, Boston's where they put this one in America. The article continues. Listeners work 9-hour shifts, with each reviewing as many as 1,000 audio clips per shift. And this is two employees from Amazon's Bucharest office. Top three floors of the Romanian capital's Globalworth building location stands out amidst crumbling infrastructure in the Pipera district, bears no exterior sign advertising Amazon's presence. They're there like ghosts. While much of the work is boring, one worker said of his job, which is accumulating data phrases such as Taylor Swift, letting the system know the searcher was looking for the artist. Reviewers also listen on people's most personal moments. Occasionally, the listener picks up things echo owners would likely remain private. A woman singing badly off-key in the shower. Pardon me. Or a child screaming for help. The teams use internal chat rooms to share files when they need help parsing a muddled word or come across an amusing recording. Sometimes they come across upsetting or possible criminal things. Two workers who say they listened on what sounded like a sexual assault. According to the report, when things like this happen, workers will mention it in the internal chat room to, quote, relieve stress. One example has to do with stopping a crime, but what else can Alexa listen to? Maybe it's your tax deal, very personal things. Maybe it's your medical records. One time there was a case where Alexa called a company's employee by accident. Now, nothing came of it. Well, what if the couple had been discussing firing that employee or some confidential employee or company information, you know, maybe a merger or an acquisition, or they were going to shut down, or who knows, or they were going to get rid of a division. Who knows? But according to this article, people shouldn't be concerned about this eavesdropping. Here's what they say. While Amazon says that it has procedures to follow when workers hear distressing things, two of the Romanian-based employees said they were told it wasn't Amazon's job to interfere when they requested guidance for such instances. So, you know, let nature take its course, which, by the way, is what should happen. But my question is, who then gains power to this system at some point and says nature's not going to take its course? I mean, if Alexa can hear somebody screaming about a rape, why can't somebody say, Alexa, call help? I mean, if you're going to use the system, you should know how to get around it. Somebody breaks into your house, Alexa, call 911. Boom. There's good that can come from this technology, but there's also a lot of bad. They said, we only annotate an extremely small sample of Alexa voice recordings in order to improve the customer experience. That's what they always say. They say they want Alexa to better understand your requests and ensure that the service works well for everyone. I get it. Why are you using the customer data? They said employees do not have direct access to information that can identify the person or account as part of this workflow. How do you know that's going to stay that way? Facebook just got hacked. Google, all these companies get hacked. They didn't even say that humans were listening to these recordings. Some of these conversations picked up by Alexa. Instead, they have a generic disclaimer in their FAQ, which is a frequently asked questions. It says, we use your request to Alexa to train our speech recognition and natural language understanding systems. Because they don't want to tell you the truth. Amazon's richest man, who hates Donald Trump and hates you, has access to you that you readily give.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.